the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning, I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 595. And it's our original It's Your Business series. We celebrate number 600 next Wednesday. Happens to be a golf show, and I understand there will be a cake. I didn't get any cake in the 500th show. Everybody else did, but I wound up on a tour of the Hilton Garden instead. But that happens. But 2 hours today, and we're going to talk lots and lots of business at the appointed times in our show. And we're going to be giving away at specific times tickets to the Great Golf Expo this weekend. Chris Cheddar at 10:32 this morning with Tom Walsh and Mike Malaska, who is part of the Jack Nicklaus training site and a big part of Great Life. Only the Rev knows the times that we'll be giving away the tickets this morning, but I think we have 18 or 20 tickets we're going to be giving away. Hour one, let's start with Jody Schwann, the Sioux Falls Business Journal, the cover story of the week, lifting up small-town fortunes. And for some reason, you started Minnehaha County.
Yes. Well, we said every quarter this year, Bill, we're going to take one of our cover stories and look at one of the counties in the metro area. So give us a chance to step outside Sioux Falls and show you some of the growth and activity that's going on in those surrounding counties. So we start in our own backyard in Minnehaha County. And it was encouraging to see that when we totaled up all of the construction and building activity outside Sioux Falls, but still within Minnehaha County last year, it was approaching $70 million. I think that's more than a lot of people might have expected. And it's a good combination of things between new manufacturing jobs in places like Hartford and Brandon and new houses that are following, and then some small retail in places like Garrettson. So I think when we talk about the rest of the story, it might be that things are just getting started. We've seen some good infrastructure work on the table for this year. That's everything from a new access road in the Brandon Corson Industrial Park to some important road work that's going on in Hartford. And when you lay a foundation like that, it's naturally going to attract more development. So I think that's probably going to be the story to watch here as we go throughout this year and into next year. But good activity happening outside Sioux Falls for sure.
And again, all on interstate corridors, whether it be 29 or 90.
Yeah, access. I mean, whether it's road access like an interstate or rail access, which is becoming increasingly difficult to achieve in Sioux Falls as we have built out, those are the benefits for some of those surrounding communities combined with the land costs. I mean, as we grow in Sioux Falls, it does become a bit more expensive to develop. And so some of those larger projects are finding it might be a good fit to go just outside the city limits.
And we will be sharing the development director for Hartford, Gary Sandholm, and Chamber President Lene Radinius after we talk with you and with our Better Business Bureau partner this morning. You have other breaking news?
I want to touch briefly on the Dakota Point apartment complex, which we were able to break just yesterday, and it got a lot of good activity online and then this morning in print. Interesting to me, I don't have the specifics on this, but I know that at 276 units, it is going to rank among the largest, if not the largest, contiguous apartment project in town. It's good size. And I look at Platinum Valley, for example, which also was a project from the Dunhams several years ago. At that time, it was the biggest. And this is 12 units more than that. So one to watch for sure. It's going to be under construction behind Costco. Also kind of interesting, a lot of times, Bill, with these large new apartment projects, they're on the outskirts of town because that's where there's room to build. And this is a unique opportunity to do an infill project. So to have a brand new apartment in the heart of the 41st Street retail corridor is kind of a unique opportunity. So those units are going to come online starting this fall, the first 70-some. And then the plan is to have full build-out done by the end of 2015. So that'll be one to watch.
Occupancy rates in our apartments has been an unusually low number,
yeah,
as far as those that have vacancies. And that that helps when you have that many units coming in.
You know what's so interesting, though, is we're coming off a year of record multifamily construction. I mean, we put a lot of units online last year, and still our vacancy in rental property is about 4%. That's pretty low. So that says there's room for more. And I talked to the Dunhams about that very issue, and they said, yep, we know there's more projects coming, you know, potentially more competition, too. But they think this one is unique because of that location, for example. I mean, close to where a lot of people work. And they're working with, I thought this was interesting, a focus group of tenants, potential tenants, to say, what kind of amenities do you want in this project? You know, we've seen a lot of apartment projects really step it up. They're saying, you're going to live here. What kind of things do you want in the community room? Do you want an indoor pool or an outdoor pool? That sort of thing. So that apartment market is certainly evolving, and it's a strong one for sure right now.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. Great partner. I hear about all the good things you do when I'm out and about. I don't share them often enough. So
thanks for that.
You'll be back on Monday?
We will.
New cover story. All right. Jesse Schmidt, Sioux Falls has a Better Business Bureau tied in with South Dakota. She's here. And we don't always talk about the good businesses. We talk about those that are scamming us. But there are a lot of good businesses, aren't there?
They are. And, you know, that's really the great thing that we do get to celebrate with the Better Business Bureaus are our accredited business with us. And they allow us to do the good work that we do all the time about sharing with those who aren't great business and aren't good business partners. And today, you know, we're going to talk about our those that take advantage of our men and women in the military. And
how dare they?
You know, that's absolutely correct. I think 10 years ago, nationwide, the Better Business Bureau committed to supporting men and women in the military with a military hotline and to help them develop some financial acuity going forward because they do have a unique situation. And so we have been lifting up those who support the military, as you do, Bill, with some of your sponsors here. And so this story was really particularly disturbing to me, that there is this organization out there called My Army Benefits website, and they have a usmilitarybenefit.org is their URL. And it's a fraudulent site, and it is designed exactly to glean information about U.S. military men and women. And it says that they have access to unclaimed and accumulated benefits. And the reality is all they're trying to do is to steal their sensitive information.
All right. So how do they get in and how are they accredited with the military that's usually pretty smart as far as security and everything else that goes on?
Sure. I would tell anybody that's looking for official military websites, their URLs always end with .mil. So the official My Army Benefits page is myarmybenefits.us.army.mil. So if it does not have that domain extension, that should be a red flag. And we also tell people don't log on to those websites. Don't respond to any emails that they would get. Stop all contact if you previously did have contact with them. And you can always go to the BBB's military site, too, which is bbb.org/military. And we'll send you in the right direction.
The other thing that we're going to start doing, I know four-letter words are not always best in my vocabulary, but blogging I've started doing, and we're going to put this up. We need to be sharing some of these stories. So if you share the blog with us, we'll put it on our Kello AM It's Your Business blog so that people are aware of what it is. If you have questions at any time, you say, I remember Bill and Jesse talking about that, but I don't remember much about it. We'll put the particulars up. And if you'll work with me on that, we'll have them up sometime this afternoon.
That'd be great. Thanks so much.
If there are any other scams going on out there, any place in South Dakota, you're willing to talk with them, what do they do?
Right. There's a couple ways they can contact us. They can call us directly at 605-271-2066, and they can always get on bbb.org. That's probably the easiest way.
And we were going to talk about another wicked blackmailer, but we'll have to save that for next week. It's kind of like Jody with a good story. It pushes it off the front page and back into a future edition. But we'll work on that for next week.
Thank you.
Jesse Schmidt, we appreciate her being with us this morning. One last reminder, we're going to start giving away some of those golf tickets, Rev. 336-1320 if you call us. And you know Rev's name. You win two tickets this morning. And we'll give away three sets in this quarter hour, 336-1320, if you'd like to go to the Golf Expo this weekend. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Hartford, one of the communities in the cover story. We'll find out why. All a part of It's Your Business. Well, we want to give away some of those great Golf Expo tickets. They're $10 at the door, 336-1320, the number to call if you'd like to have a chance to go this weekend. I've had people call, say, hey, just give me some on the site. Can't do that. You're going to have to call. You're going to have to be a winner. Rev's going to have to write it down. 336-1320. We'll give away three sets in this quarter hour. Now, I need to tell you about Comfort King. Being said, I have friends from Hartford in here. They know that you need a good night's sleep, whether it's Hartford or it's Brandon or it might be Sioux Falls or Garrison. But for me, Chris Larson at Comfort King said, you know, I'd like to see what you think of our Comfort King bed. So we've got controls. Carolyn, and these next two guests are going to tell you that Carolyn's far different than I am. She has to have her own set of controls. I have to have mine. Feet in the air, head down, whatever it might be. And then we have a masseuse that actually is a part of the bed itself. Now, it does shake a little bit, the cross on the wall, when we get that rolling. But Comfort King is just perfect for our family. We were having trouble sleeping at night. She's a nurse. She's got a bad back. I've got level 2 diabetes, working on that. But being able to sleep is what Comfort King guarantees me. It's a good investment for your business. Makes sense for me. Comfort King. Talk to Chris Larson at the Comfort King Factory. Oh, I can just enjoy the sleep right now. Thanks, bro. All right. We were talking. Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal, and they did a series on small towns in Minnehaha County. And they had a cover photo that dealt with Central States Manufacturing in Hartford. And we'll be following the four counties. They're doing a story each quarter. And they have talked with the various leaders. One of the people that they did talk with was Gary Sandholm, who is the Director of Development with Hartford. And Lene Radinius with the Hartford Chamber are both in today. As we actually met as a chamber earlier in the week, I said, let's bring you in and get a reaction. So, Gary, when you see the story in print and you see nice things being said, what's it make you feel like?
It makes me feel very, very good, and as a community, it really brings out some of the real assets and strengths that Hartford has. We're still a small community on the edge of a fairly good-sized metropolitan area. We've got a lot of things that are going, and in the article, they really hit on many of the great things that are going on in Hartford, as well as other communities in Minnehaha County, but they really showed Hartford well.
Central States Manufacturing was the focus of the picture. Started with 25 employees. They're at 32. And if you can believe our friends at the Business Journal, they're going to double in size. How important is a business like that, Lene, as far as Hartford is concerned?
Well, I'm a business owner as well in Hartford. So it's very important to bring the businesses to our community because of course, it naturally, you know, brings the people as well. So that's the exciting part for Central States to be a part of our community. They believe in involvement in the community, which has been great as well. So it's just been an all-around great asset.
The story also talked about from October 12 of 2012 through September 2013, Hartford issued 109 building permits, the value about $5 million, adding 29 new homes, annexing 200 acres for commercial and residential developments. Those numbers correct, Senior?
Yes, yes, they are. We're excited to see that kind of growth. The 200 acres has got probably another year or two before it really comes online, but you have to start preparations for a project of that size well in advance. And we're excited about the things that that is going to add to the other developments also in the Hartford area. Very dynamic.
And one of those involves the Interlakes CAP program that you're very happy. There's one in Brookings. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Okay, this is the Mutual Self-Help Housing Program, and it's a program that is funded through rural development, USDA Rural Development. They take households that meet financial guidelines. They have to be able to get a mortgage. The people basically help each other build their own homes. Through this process, it takes 6 to 8 months to get the homes built. The various households will be gaining about $40,000 of equity in their new home. And it gives them an opportunity to have a very high-quality living space that they might not otherwise be able to afford. And it's going to be a great thing for Hartford. We had at our housing meeting yesterday, the Interlakes was very happy with the progress that's being made, and they're getting ready to hire a construction supervisor to work with these households.
Lene, it's been just a little over a year since Hartford started a Chamber of Commerce. Did Hartford need a chamber? What does the chamber bring to the table?
Absolutely. Hartford has been growing for quite a while, and actually it kind of came to a head where we needed to have a chamber for the businesses to bring them together in the community, as well as education for the community. As quickly as we're growing, it's important that there's the chamber there to help advertise and bring support to all the local businesses. So the chamber absolutely was the great time to bring it on board, and we've done very well for the first year. We've had our challenges, but what chamber wouldn't? And we're just excited, you know, starting out our second year.
And again, it is Hartford Area Chamber, which also includes?
It also includes Humboldt, which that they are also doing very well from a housing perspective. A lot of people are kind of migrating out to Hartford and Humboldt as well. So it just was a natural fit to bring Humboldt into the Hartford Area Chamber.
Now, Gary was teasing me as we talked about this story the Business Journal was doing, and he said, the clock's running. We think we might be signing something in time to have an event center in Hartford. The clock is now 9:25 on Friday. Do we have one?
We officially do not as yet, although things seem to be moving very favorably in that direction.
Officially, what will it be like? Or maybe you can tell us unofficially. We'll just share it amongst the three of us.
Okay. It's probably going to be a banquet center. There are some things that are being done at this time, but there's nothing that is officially in place.
But you think it's going to happen?
I think it will happen. And who will actually be involved at this point is still not fully determined.
Next Friday, and Hartford is a part of our team in 2014, we're going to have Hartford back, because at that point we announce who the... what did we finally decide, Lene? I got to remember, because we talked about businesses and volunteers.
Yeah.
How did we finally...
We're actually going to have one from the business community, as well as just an individual that would be named on a monthly basis, is what we decided to be intricately involved in the community as a volunteer or, you know, as a business. There's a lot of business owners in Hartford that not only volunteer, but also give back to that community that they're in. So we wanted to recognize them and make sure that, you know, business or individual also get the support from a chamber. So.
Lene Radinius, president of the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce, and development director Gary Sandholm. We're going to check in right now with another Hartfordite, and that's part of the Great Life program that Central Valley has, and that's Adam Scott with Golf Addiction. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, we've got Hartfordites sitting right here. You live in Hartford, just a block from the golf course. Great Life's going to be a great project for you and for Hartford and other communities.
It is going to be a fantastic adventure out in the Hartford, and it's only going to make that golf course, in my opinion, a million times better, as hopefully we'll get more members out there or more traffic of people playing and seeing what the beauty of that course has to offer.
Golf addiction fits right into the great life model, and you got a little plan this weekend to be at an expo.
Yeah, we do plan on being at the expo, but also part of that great life adventure. The Golf Addiction Zone premieres tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m. with our first tee time for the four-person scramble we have going on. And we're just finalizing the simulator this morning for the big press release out at Baker Crossing here this afternoon. So that's going to be pretty exciting as well, Bill.
All right. For people that have questions, and I know I was out there earlier in the week, you had almost 20 people there, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the middle of the week. 90% were men, and I'm not sure how you get off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to come to Golf Addiction to work on your golf swing for May, but they like your place for that reason. Adam?
They do, and the best feedback we've gotten from all of our customers is the fact that they get to come in and swing the club when it's, you know, in some cases terribly cold outside, and they're bringing their golf cart clubs in from their golf cart, which is now a car, right? Because they're bringing it into Golf Addiction where you don't need a golf cart. And they're playing away on over 50 different golf courses, Bill. And the best part is if you're coming out to the expo this weekend, you're going to be able to get a taste of that by hitting on the simulator we're going to be setting up later this afternoon out there.
I love that. And, oh, by the way, our picks on the match play, you picked Luke Donald. He got beat the worst of any of the 64 players. My pick wasn't too good either, if I remember right. Steve Stricker, who only plays in Wisconsin in the wintertime, he didn't get by the first round. But great picks, but our fantasy starts, and you're going to be actually featuring the fantasy as a part of what you do at Golf Addiction.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with that fantasy league, if all your listeners are interested in hopping in and playing with us, stop on into Golf Addiction. We'll help you set up the account. We'll show you kind of how that fantasy league starts and works. And we'll have some fun with a little bit of competitiveness between all of us, along with our customers and our fans listening to the show.
Absolutely. Adam Scott, a good ambassador for Hartford, good ambassador for golf. Nice to visit with you this morning. In our next hour, we'll have Chris Cheddar and Mike Malaska from the Great Golf Program, Great Life Program. They'll be in the 10:32 time. And we have some tickets to give away. We'll talk about that. But when we come back, it's Jerry Berg. Lots of fires recently. What can he do to help? That follows Fox. We've been to 2 chamber functions in a row in 2 months, and you and I have not been good chamber folks going every month.
No, we have not.
And I did find you, did not ask for a drink this time. I had already bought my own, but Todd Lubino and I visited at that function. He reminded me with all the fires that we've had recently that we should be talking about Intech's work with restoration. Can you kind of take us in that direction to start?
I can. most of the time, a fire consists of something quite small that's put out quickly. And most people are, you know, certainly it gets your adrenaline going, but you're prepared enough to and know what to do enough to put it out prior to there being an issue. For example, having a stove fire or something in the oven that you weren't expecting when you turn the oven on, like a piece of Tupperware or so forth. But anyway, there are a lot of events, a lot of fire events, smoke events, soot, if you will, that happen. And no, other than your close friends, certainly they don't make the news and very few people know about them. But they're still a big deal in the life of the person that has it happen to them. So there are many of that kind of thing going on all the time, and we're very, very busy, as are probably all my competitors, just taking care of that kind of thing.
So when do you call? I know clothing, well, I've seen what you guys do, and I'm impressed by it, but when, if you were telling the listeners at what point you need to bring in an Intech, you would say?
Well, I would, our estimates are free, and certainly our advice is free. Hopefully it's worth more than
is. We hear that it is.
Anyway, if they would call us immediately, and we'll get out there and we can get you started in the direction. There are a number of things that need to be taken care of quickly, and certainly depending on the magnitude of the fire, and clothes being just one of them, and we can take care of, you know, the whole house full of laundry or just little pieces, and we can get it done quickly and thoroughly, have it probably by the next day, certainly 2 days, we can get a lot of it done, and not leave a person in the lurch when they, you know, if you have to move to a motel or a friend's house or something, we'll get you back in clothes, you know, just very fast. So anyway, a quick call and we'll get over there and we can determine, perhaps it didn't affect any of your clothes, it's just a kitchen fire or, you know, something that happened with a furnace malfunction down in the furnace room. So oftentimes it's just as simple as getting some kind of deodorizing device in there, an ozone machine or a Odorox or something, and just eliminating the odor that way. Maybe no cleaning at all, but they all take, you know, a certain amount of knowledge in regard to whatever happened to get it taken care of.
It's Intek, I-N-T-E-K. Website information, phone number.
It's intekclean.com, and the phone number is 334-9716.
Spring not too far away. I bet you're ready for a water restoration as well.
Well, actually, that takes a certain amount of preparation, and you never know when it's going to rain. I mean, if it rained this week, water would not have any place to go. The ground's frozen. It would go to the point of least resistance, which is the foundation of a house, where it's probably 6 to 8 inches. It's still not frozen, and that's where the water's going to go, and sumps aren't going to keep up, and so on and so forth. But a water event like that can happen anytime, and we try and be prepared all the time just simply by having people available. But, I mean, it you know, you just got to be on the lookout, and if something like that happens, even if especially if the ground's frozen, you need to go down and take a look and make sure your sump's working and so on and so forth. The other thing that starts happening now is a good time, even though it's still cold out, but just thinking about spring, is having your carpets cleaned or your air handling system. Right now it's your furnace, which warm air going through there, but soon it'll be the AC. I'm only dreaming right now, but, you know, all that stuff needs to be taken care of just as far as home maintenance goes, and that's what we do the most of, and just give us a call.
Jerry Berg, Intek, your customers keep returning. They don't want to return, but they have to return, and they know that you'll take good care of them. And we hear that anytime that you and I are out at a function.
And I have always said, you know, a couple things. One, you're only as good as your weakest link, so you try not to have any, or certainly not very many, weak links. And so we try and keep our people trained. You know, I've always felt that I want them to be successful in life, so consequently you got to pay them well so they can own a car, a home, send their kids to school. So that's the kind of person that takes care of the customer, and that's the kind of person I want to take care of. So,
and when you say that you pay them well, that means that you answer the phone on holidays, you take care of people, because that's when they expect they can't get help, and when you deliver and give them the help, they feel they're with the right people.
And I greatly appreciate that. We have a live, not somebody we hire. I mean, one of my employees answers the phone 24/7, and the only time they wouldn't answer it is if they had a call on the other line. You know, just call again, and they'll be right with you. But it's a big deal for me to have people answering the phone and not having a call forwarded to some answering service, so...
Most asked question you're getting right now?
What's my phone number?
Well, give it again.
334-9716.
It was funny. The people from Hartford, our director of development and the chamber president, were here, and I'd introduced them from Hartford, and you said, I may be out there today. There's a lot of communities you may be out to today.
Yes. Well, things happen everywhere, and so in the inside of the, certainly a 30-mile radius of Sioux Falls, I mean, it's just everybody's busy, and new houses and untested, you know, plumbing and so on and so forth, where we get calls for, you know, everything under the sun, and you know, try and be there for them. So
they've been doing this since 1987 or so?
1984. But I've been in this business since 1978, so I'm vastly approaching. Certainly this is 30 years this year that Intek's been around, and couple more years, I will, well, in 75, I started my first company in 75, so next year it'll be 40 years of, you know, paying myself, which is what an adventure.
Intech, again, to go back to your most asked question, what's your phone number?
334-9716.
Jerry Berg, Intech. Nice to have you with us on
Thank you
It's
very
Your
much.
Business. When we come back, we'll see how we're helping veterans with jobs, all a part